afternoon. This is Senator Anna Fairclough. If you're joining us online today, this is the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting. We're here in Anchorage. Today is Thursday, July 17th, 2014. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Osterman. Representative Herron. Representative Olson. Representative
with us this afternoon, this is Senator Anna Fairclough, Senator Kathy Giesel, Representative Kurt Olson, Representative Andy Josephson, and Representative Mike Cocker.
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, this is Senator
Kurt Olson.
You're joining
us
for the Budget and Audit Committee meeting. We're here in
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Thank you, Representative Hawker. We have a little bit of an echo going, so I'm trying to hold for that to finish. First on the agenda are the approval of the minutes from the previous LBNA committee meeting. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that the minutes from the LBNA meeting on March 28, 2014 be approved as presented.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Senator Bishop, Senator Representative Hawker.
No objection.
Thank you. Hearing and seeing no objection, the meeting minutes are approved. Next, we'll be moving into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential committee contracts. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee enter executive session as provided by Uniform Rule 22B1 and B3, since the meeting will involve discussion of matters that the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a state government unit.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing no objections, I will ask that the room, internet stream, and the teleconference be cleared for the executive session, with the exception of audit staff and committee staff. With that, we'll stand at ease until the room and the internet is cleared. This is Senator Anna Fairclough. If you're joining us online today, it is still July 17th. It is 2:43, and the LBNA committee is coming out of executive session. With me online, Representative Hawker.
Yes, ma'am.
Senator Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
And in the room, Senator Giesel.
Here.
Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
And again, myself, Senator Fairclough. We do have a quorum to conduct business. For the general public, before going into session, we briefly discussed that we are looking forward to a natural gas pipeline and that we are in a pre-feed stage, and that the legislature has expressed interest in being involved in the discussions that the administration has with the mayors regarding municipal tax issue that was before the legislature this last session, as well as the royalty issue and the marketing aspect of LNG. To that end, we are looking at expanding the scope of work so that we can have that representation for the benefit of the legislators that want to be involved in that process. Ms. Spear, do you have anything to add?
For the record, Laura Fierce, Fairclough, and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. The only thing I would add, Senator Fairclough, to the record is just to make the public and the committee aware that we have engaged in conversations at your direction with not only the administration, but with our consultants on how they can participate moving forward, but have asked our consultants to come back with a proposal to expand their scope of work included in their contract and a potential monthly retainer for the committee to consider versus the daily rate that's currently in their contract.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? I'm proposing to expand their contract by $100,000. Is there any additional discussion? Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the chair as procurement officer to amend the contract amount of Janik Mayer from $250,000 to an amount not to exceed $350,000, excluding expenses.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair, as Procurement Officer, to amend the contract amount with Nikosophos from $250,000 to an amount not to exceed $350,000, excluding expenses.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel, my understanding is that we have an error in the motion, and it should be including expenses, not excluding. Can we restate, actually, if you could just withdraw your two motions.
Madam Chair, I withdraw the last two motions that I made.
Thank you. Senator Giesel, let's try it again.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair, as Procurement Officer, to amend the contract amount with Jenick Mayer from $250,000 to an amount not to exceed $350,000, including expenses.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Is there any objection?
If I could, in under discussion, just very...
Representative Josephson.
Madam Chair, I'm going to not object to the motion, but just for the record, express some concern about the knowledge of the experts in the subject of payment in lieu of taxes, and also without prejudice to, of course, any legislator, this is always true, asking for another expert or an additional expert at their discretion. Thank you.
Is there any objection to the motion before us? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair, as Procurement Officer, to amend the contract amount with Nikosophos from $250,000 to an amount not to exceed $350,000, including expenses.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. The next item before the committee concerns the Department of Corrections Performance Review Audit. Ms. Curtis, could you join us at the table?
Thank you. For the record, my name is Chris Curtis. I represent the Division of Legislative Audit. Today we are requesting committee members approve an increase in the Department of Corrections Performance Review contract. It currently is not to exceed $300,000. We are requesting it be increased not to exceed $325,000. We are requesting an increase to expand the current performance review to include a focused review of healthcare service delivery and quality of clinical care. The review will assess the degree to which DOC policies and procedures are in line with industry best practices and, to the extent possible, recommend specific policies and practices that will improve DOC performance.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members?
Just one. Ms. Curtis, Josephson, for the record. These performance reviews that fought the statute, I think, years ago, are all of these going to be farmed out generally? And then other audits, for example, the Kubota audit that was done all internally? I'm just curious about that. Which your chart or your divisions then which get farmed out?
Representative Justice, and through the chair, the way the law is structured for the performance reviews, they are to be led by an expert, and our office facilitates that process by preparing the expert and helping grasp the scope of the work. So it's a different type of approach that audit and the use of an expert within an audit. Our agency will procure the assistance of an expert when we do not have the expertise on staff. So in the case of Kabat, it was with their projections went out to an expert to help to do that. And the audit, we did one a few years ago on staffing. We did include, did hire an expert on staffing. So it's periodically we do hire experts, but it's definitely not a routine for audits.
Great. Thank you, Representative Josephson. Is there any other questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee authorize an increase in the Department of Corrections Performance Review contract amount from $300,000 to not to exceed $325,000.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Representative Hawker, thank you so much for staying on with us. We do have a special audit request. Representative Tarr is in the audience. It wasn't Representative Tarr, you've been waiting. Please come forward.
Yes, I have
to show up.
Thank you.
Representative Hawker.
I have about 10 minutes before I turn into a pumpkin and will be no longer able to participate in this meeting, so I would ask that the request be expedited.
We're going to try to get it done in 10 minutes. Representative Tarr, we need a quorum to be able to approve or disapprove your audit request, so the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. My first experience in front of the committee for a purpose such as this, so I'll try to be quick and succinct. Just by way of background, this is a request to audit the Alaska Grown Purchasing Preference Program. And there are some important reasons not included in the request that we sent to you that we want to look into this in terms of economic opportunity and food security. On the economic opportunity, we spend about $2.5 billion annually on food, and you know, not much of that is being spent in Alaska. And on the food security part of it, only 5% of our food is grown in state, and we have about a 3 to 5 day supply in grocery stores. So we're really vulnerable right now. In looking into the program and trying to figure out if it's operating as it's statutorily intended to operate, we found that we do not have the information to answer that question. Right now, the statute, what is referred to as the 7% statute, states that if a state agency is making food purchases, they can purchase Alaska-grown products so long as they're within 7% of the purchase price of a product from outside. What we would like to know is whether that's actually happening, and if there are some barriers to making that happen, you know, how might we address those barriers? We think we could accomplish some of those first things I mentioned by increasing food security, by building a stronger food system, and this would be one opportunity to have some of these anchor clients, if you will. Some of the state agencies might be big purchasers relative to, you know, someone else. And then also the food security, you know, the more we have grown in state, the more we can do. So I'll summarize that, and that is our audit request.
What I'd like to do is move the motion while we still may have Representative Hawker in cell range, and then we can discuss it further. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move the committee approve the request for an audit of the State Department's compliance with the Alaska Grown Purchasing Program.
Is there any objections?
I object, ma'am.
Representative Hawker.
I would like to know if our legislative auditor was participatory in developing the scope and this request before it was brought to us.
Representative Hawker, yes, she was.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I withdraw my objection.
Thank you. Is there any other objections? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Bishop, are you still online also?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Seeing, is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rush it. I just was trying to catch it while we for sure had a quorum. We do have another request before the committee, but does anyone have questions for Representative Tarr? I didn't mean to shorten her opportunity to speak before the committee. I'm just trying to make sure we have a quorum to get the job done. We have another request, too, that is trying to come before us.
Just one question.
Okay.
Is there something you've received from any source that says this might not be complied with?
Thank you, Representative Josephson. Good question. Yes, we've been working with the Alaska Food Policy Council, which includes state agencies as well as local agencies and organizations. And through their intensive work, including, you know, real strategic planning session type of activities and looking where we might build strength into our food system, they've identified this as a problem area because it's not enforced. And so, you know, this is our opportunity to really get in and find out what's happening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. normally we're not so rushed because we have people in here. I do apologize. I didn't think you wanted to push it back. I truly apologize. The last item before the committee comes from Representative Wes Keller out of District 17. He had promised us for the Senate Finance Committee that the Citizen Advisory Commission on Federal Areas and some issues that were raised during that discussion about attendance and about things being published online, during that reauthorization process, he promised me publicly that he would come and ask for an audit of that so that we could take a look to make sure that the people of Alaska were being notified of what was happening with that particular committee. Is there any questions about the request? Representative Keller, are you online?
I am. Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. Before the committee, Representative Hawker said he was 10 minutes to an underpass that may take him out of his ability to hear. So please proceed.
Oh, well, you stated it well, and of course I really embrace the concept that all our boards and commissions need to be transparent and spending in front of everybody. I view this as routine. I feel very comfortable from CACFA's perspective, but I think it's a benefit to the state if we look at the way the money is being spent and, you know, and give it out. So I welcome it and request it.
Thank you, Representative Keller. Did you work with our auditor to establish the request?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I sent a letter, a memo, if I remember right, requesting it. We have not done anything further, waiting your action, waiting for this opportunity to verbally request it.
Thank you. Ms. Curtis, could you approach the mic?
For the record, this is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. There is no problem accepting this audit from our perspective, and what our general approach will be is to use the standard sunset criteria that we have in statute. And so the verbiage as far as what we're requested to look at is less important when it comes to a commission because we really have a mandate already established in the statute.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. Are there questions from committee members? Representative Hawker, are you still with us?
I've got like 3 minutes left.
We're heading there, Senator Giesel. Madam Chair, I move the committee approve the request for an audit of the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, that request is approved. Representative Hawker, thank you so much for staying online to establish a quorum. This is the public's business, and I do apologize for the rush. Representative Hawker has done the committee a great service in staying online. Please enjoy the rest of your vacation and taking care of your family. I greatly appreciate you joining us. Senator Bishop, are you still with us?
I'm still here, Senator.
Just making sure that we had that quorum to do the public's business. Thank you so much. Is there any other items to come before the committee? I'd like to acknowledge Chris Curtis. Thank you so much, as well as my staff, Laura Pierre and Aaron Schein. With that, I'm trying to get my iPhone up to tell me what time it specifically is.
2:59.
Thank you very much, Senator Bishop. With that, the LBNA committee meeting is adjourned.